Bit into it, only to find that this was a special Poland meaty, cakey, pasty cake. He just went in Polish. I think they must speak a different dialect of sign language because he didn't get very far. Ooh, what's this in my pocket? It's a Lodz guide. Mastering the Polish tongue can be a terrifying ordeal and will often result in personal degradation as shop assistants laugh at your flustered attempts. That aside, learning a few key phrases will smooth your time in Poland and may even win you friends and admirers. On the positive side, Polish sounds as it appears. This is great help once you know how to pronounce each letter combination of letters. Many letters represent the same sound as they do in English. Fantastic.
I said to my mum the other day, I said, vodka and coke, it goes down like mother's milk. She said, don't talk with your mouth full. Give me that one. I'm having that one.
Look at his face.
Look at his face.
He just created an equality to everyone.
Meaty, cakey, pasty cake. bit into it, only to find that this was a special Poland meaty, cakey, pasty cake.
Lodzie, 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 it's very Gucci. Always have the half gun in your pocket. Second largest mountain in Europe. Don't get caught jaywalking or you will be arrested. 250 is not defined. Don't eat the cake cause it's all made of meat.
He tried to put his wedding ring on his knob.
it's like it's just painted on in here.
That is a bald head.
Oh, the one of which he's coming up soon. There he is going on about it. That's what he was going on about. Fingers.
That's serious, isn't it? One finger, too.
Oh, that's it. That's
the other place. Witches, yeah. I think we'll be going there on Monday.
I think we might be going there today if we want to see Everton. That's the only place showing English Premier League. Get one of them in.
Oh, yes. This is the Beatles. Michelle, my pal.
The remix.
Panpipe version. Oh.
She was a little belter, she was.
Yes, here he is.
Rose.
Oh, how you doing today, son?
Alright, top of the world.
Look at what's mutton meat cake this morning.
You mean
he's European, you see. And Lockwood has some meat cakes for breakfast, didn't he?
That's been good.
Well, his face, he just went...
I thought the only thing was
whether it was chocolate or not.
That's the end of your breakfast, you couldn't eat anymore.
It's good to see three of these aren't going, isn't it?
Alright.
We had three in our room. Keep in one, unblemished for the soup.
You can download these on the internet.
That's like
they've got different places as well.
Oh yeah, no, I've seen the different versions, yeah.
Dublin and Prague. But if you download it, that'd be awesome.
I'm going to tell me the largest mural in Europe just off the main street.
In, I think, 1863, someone from Poland invented the calf.
Cafeteria?
Yep.
See,
it's a good day's work, man.
Where will we be?
I'm going to go back and I'm just going to be like at the table at work. Just did you know?
So you'll be there.
That true crime story. That's a belter.
Yeah, I heard that before.
Is that the ambulance thing?
I don't know about a guy who wrote three books and like murder mysteries. And the author killed this bloke reenacting what was in his book. And the police, they didn't know who was doing it. And they got an anonymous tip to read his book. They read the book and they sort of said, asked the author about it. Turns out, a lot of evidence, like it was turned out the guy who was murdered was having an affair with the author's wife. Right. And loads of little evidence like that came resurfaced. Turns out he starved this chap, tied him up, bound him, starved him, and then dropped him in the river.
Dropped him in the river, yeah.
What page is that on?
That's near the beginning.
About 20 something. Oh, like this one.
18.
Two Brits fell foul of Krakow's hardline approach dealing with troublesome stag parties. Right. The groom and best man were nicked following CCTV footage capturing them streaking around the old town. They earned themselves 1,300 slotty fine and a night behind bars. Yeah. And I like his writing style here. It's Poles, though, have been misbehaving in Afghanistan. Seven soldiers have been arrested with charged with murdering six civilians, among them women and children. I love the way he just says that's misbehaving.
I like the, actually, I didn't read that true crime bit, I read the water thing.
The water?
Oh, right, yeah.
The crap about plumbing in the older places. What
time did we get back?
Oh, back about half, 2 hours.
Something between 1 and 2, I think.
Oh, 1, 2. Got on about 4 a.m.
That's telling it. It's sort of, like, when we were in that dancing club, it sort of, like, seemed to go from about 10 to about half 1 or something, I don't know.
Oh, Honey Bunnies.
Yeah.
We've got quite a few photos of Honey Bunnies,
isn't it? Ah, excellent.
You balancing beer on your...
He was having a wank. Yes, hello, this is Bernard Hoskowski. Today, Englishman come to lovely Lodzi, Lodzi, Lodzi. And he say the fountain, the pride of Lodz, it's only third nicest fountain in Europe. I say no, I slap it with wet fish and say no, this is the second biggest fountain in the whole of Europe. He laugh and say that's not a fountain, that is six fountains. I say you stupid English pig dog. We believe nothing you say with the little skinny moustache like a girl's. I then await till he falls asleep in pub and piss on his head. Never disrespect the fountain of Lodz, or I will piss on you.
Your approach to anal pudding, zero tolerance.
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 Why start something that you don't want to end?
He's allowed to go in with his shoes on, right? Was when he went round as a novelty on Christmas Day dressed as Santa. And he went, hey, surprise, handing out the presents, la 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 la. And then the mum said, Mark, I think you've seen something. He's ready all
like
around.
A brilliant life, can't
you? Yeah.
Fuck shit up on me.
He's treading it in everywhere.
Handing out presents.
Rather than enjoying the festivities, everyone's like trying to wipe down his carpet.
The only time he's allowed for his shoes in the back.
Imagine
if he had a daughter, though.
Oh,
remember
that
yesterday, or?
Yeah.
You want
Rando on the road. Can you tell us, though, about your meat cake this morning? I mean, there's not many people who have meat cake for breakfast. How was it? I saw the cat and he went
the cat and the rat outside the hotel both refused it after I'd seen how bad it was. Basically we were tricked. Yesterday at breakfast we had a very poor selection of food, but one of the things we had there was like a cake with a chocolate swirly bit in the middle, and it looked appetizing if you weren't having breakfast, but if you like having say a brew in the afternoon you wanted a slice of cake. So when we woke up this morning and came down for our breakfast about 9 o'clock, we got the usual stuff: eggs, horrible sausage,
schnitzel, boiled schnitzel.
Yeah, boiled schnitzel.
No. Good tunes.
Yeah, lots of.
We had Benny Hill this morning.
Oh yeah. Yesterday we had Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow? What were we all wishing for?
So, sorry, back to the cake. I'd had a bit of egg and a bit of sausage and all the rest of it. And then someone said to me, he said, look, he said, have you had any of that cake yet? Which I thought was like a gatto. And the one thing that was going through my mind was, I wonder if it has chocolate in it. I bit into it and it was like cat meat. It was horrible. It was the worst thing I'd ever eaten. It was horrible. I don't eat anything ever again.
And after that, breakfast was finished, isn't it? You didn't eat any more breakfast after that, did you?
I had two brews, that was it. I couldn't stomach anything. I was repulsed. It was horrible.
Rocky, I bet that'll put you off meat cake for a while.
All the meat cake I've ever had, that's one of the worst I've ever experienced.
Hey, meat cake's alright, but not for breakfast.
Oh. It was cat meat cake.
I saw some cats come in and they went...
There's a bird behind the bar in here. Yesterday, a sour-faced bitch. Face as long as a fiddle. We couldn't understand it. Came in here today, got a bit of a leap in the step, prancing around like there's no tomorrow. And apparently, there's a fountain in Bern, in Switzerland, that challenged the longest fountain record. And Norris McWhirter went there with his trundle wheel yesterday, measured it, and it's in fact 7 metres shorter than the one here in Lodz. So Lodz still has the record, so everyone's happy. Where's the glass come?
Hey, high five!
My time.
The Lodz Fountains! Can we just say, it's not really a fountain, it's fountains. It's six fountains.
You're still in Lodz, boys.
What? There's some debate about this. Can you tell us, though, about your meat cake this morning? So many people who have meat cake for breakfast. How was it? I saw the cat and he went
the cat and the rat outside the hotel both refused it after I'd seen how bad it was.
Even Lodzies in your pocket have to go to the toilet sometime. Toilets. Generally speaking, toilets in Poland come marked with a circle for women and a triangle for men. Some restaurants and bars still charge a nominal fee for the use of their facilities, no matter how much cash you've already spent in their establishment. This is a practice also used in train stations and most public conveniences, so keep your small change handy.
Sunday! Aha! On we go! Sunday, people were kind of visibly slowing, taking the effects of drinking, and I think this was the... I'm not sure, I haven't written it down here, but I think this was the meaty cake day. A most truly brilliant story. We come down for breakfast, kind of about before 10, and they have weird things like boiled sausages, which are far too pink for my liking. Everyone buys one of those. Doesn't buy one, it's free in your breakfast. Everyone gets one, has a bite, and then goes, it's a bit pink tasting. And then the scrambled eggs, they're like the highlight. They're very nice. And there are other random things like boiled egg and brown pancakes. It's all a kind of a lottery. They have these delicious looking chocolate cakes. And everyone got a bit of chocolate cake, and it's like, oh, look at this. Lockwood, Lockie was there, and he said he picked it up, and he's just thinking of... He was just thinking, as it goes into his mouth, I wonder what kind of chocolate this is. I wonder if it's like a bit crispy. You get like a little square, and then you put it in his mouth, got a nice chocolate cake-sized bite, bit into it, only to find that this was a special Poland meaty, cakey, pasty cake. Oh, his face, the terror. The look of terror that flashed across his eyes when he realised that this was no ordinary cake. It was a Polish meaty, cakey, cakey cake. Oh, it was absolutely brilliant. He looked like he could have... You know, if you have a dog and you give him something and he doesn't like it, he just goes, ugh, and drops it out of his mouth. He looked like he wanted to do that. But he ploughed on, and that, my friends, was the end of Lockie's breakfast. So, so disgusted with the meaty cake that he couldn't eat any more breakfast. That was the end of it. So we stayed there for a while, having cups of coffee, put up five.
Love's in your pocket, it should be a rocket. Oh, did you drop it? You wanna make a love to it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, love's in your pocket.
Yes, my name is Bernard Hofskowski, and I come from Poland in a town called Lodz. Lodz is a very good... I love Lodz very much. It is like a wet dream to me. Yes. And one day I hope it be a wet dream to you, too. So please come to Lodz and be part of my dream. I am thinking of you in my dream. Yes. You like? You like? You like? You like? You like? You like?
Get one of them in.
Oh, yes. This is the Beatles. Michelle Mabel.
The remix.
Pan pod version. Oh.
She was a little belter, she was.
You went to pick her up in there, like, put his head into the stable. She was like getting up with her boyfriend and that in the stable. I think we're only kissing a bit here, you know, I was getting in the car there. And so, look, she went inside the car, went in and gave the fucking blog a little bit of a lecture. She was looking, I want to see how you behave yourself.
I love that, yeah. How you have a daughter, the boyfriend comes back. Yeah.
Every time you could do this to him, yeah. You'd be really nice. And then you,
just let it be said. Touch her.
You're dead.
Touch it. You know, you're a good lad. Now off you go.
Run along.
He doesn't like me, obviously.
Seth is over boyfriend. What is it?
He has meat cakes for breakfast, isn't he?
That's good,
his face, he just went...
I thought he was going to be... I thought it was chocolate or not.
That's the end of your breakfast. You couldn't eat anymore.
Lodz in your pocket. A hotel. Remond. A marble-floored lobby comes replete with a huge supporting columns, chandeliers and a grand staircase. Accommodation comes with plastic flowers and clean basic fittings strictly from the medium market price range. Spotlessly clean, all rooms come with a fridge, satellite TV and private bathroom. While not a honeymoon option, Remond is infinitely better than some of the houses of horror you may be considering bedding down in.
If that bird was to play around, I'd say any minute I could just let out a big fucking fat shit all over your hand. Do you want to play with that thing? My shit's a 10 wipes. Do you want to wipe up that shit? Do you fuck? Yeah. I don't want to wipe that shit up.
And then made plans to go out. I think we went back, had a quick nappage, and then went off to manufacturer. There's a scouting party of me, Webby, Lockie, and Ian. So we went in there, we were slow moving, a bit rough. Went into manufacturer, a little sports bar. It's not a sports, it's a bar, but has games, arcade games in. It sounds sad when I say it like that now. It does sound a bit sad when you were... I talk about with such glee going into a bar with arcade machines and foosball and pool tables. It's not the kind of thing you do in England, but when in Poland, that's what you do. So we were there, drinking slowly, and slowly the energy started to go through us, surge through us. Played foosball, bloody hell, sweating like a mother. It's like a mother. Like a mother funster. Why am I worried about swearing? Christ, I've been bollocking and shouting swear words for ages, so... Then later on, the rest of the gang caught up with us, and drinking soon commenced, and we're all once again on our way to getting drunk. We never bore of it. Never will boozing become boring. Not on my watch.
The bird behind the bar in here, yesterday, a sour-faced bitch. Face as long as a fiddle.
Restaurant is Blandananda. Ask a local to name the best restaurant in Lodz, and the chances are they'll answer with Esplandananda. Ignore them. Esplandananda tries to pursue an upmarket theme with penguin waiters, decadent drapes, gilt-framed mirrors, successionist flourishes. I don't know what that means. But pair that with Polish pop music and stained glass windows depicting a delighted-looking pig with a fork planted in his back, and what you get is an establishment that verges on tacky. Yeah, no shit.
The chef played a disastrous game when we visited. We started with a complimentary stale bread before moving on to a badly presented wild boar chop that was cold before we'd even finished. Sensing a dressing down, the slipshod service failed to ask if we'd enjoyed our meal and furthermore failed to check the state of the toilets for several hours. A disaster and not a cheap one.
It does sound a bit sad when you talk about with such glee going into a bar with arcade machines and foosball and pool tables.
We've got these tickets to go and watch it. It's sounding like in the Manchester suite at Old Trafford. Have a meal, good food, good drink. Watch the game, come back and shoot more free. So I've got these tickets right now. We're drinking wine and beer to go to Stanford. Went out to watch the game, watched the first half. Come back in. I couldn't even ask to go back out. There's probably people who killed in the right answer or what. I have no interest in rugby league. So I've chatted with this other bloke and he's going, I've got these free tickets as well. We were just sat there drinking wine. And he went out and I was chatting with these people and about eight people at the table. He came back in from watching the game and sat down. And then about 2 minutes later, the table just empty to the bottom. It's one blow, so it's so tuned. He goes, fucking hell, I've never seen anyone clear a table of people that's because you're mate. Don't know what he did. He must have said it.
He tried to put his wedding ring on his knob.
It's all that left to say. It's just an offender. And then he's there for another hour. What's it all about? Half six, and he was just like, he couldn't walk. When they get this, I got this call, and it's him at the bottom, they have to go down the guest away. He goes, oh, lucky, I'm outside. So I come down and met him, and then there's like bouncers there, and he goes to me, oh, you can come in, but your mate can't. He's banned. Oh, well, that many half six or something. So I give Emma a ring. She like goes picks up to and says she her mum and dad's gonna take back the burger. And we went to get a burger or something. And Emma pulled up and she goes, where's Ian? And Ian just comes stumbling out of the bush. And then we drove out to Birmingham. And it's probably about an hour and a half later, and the couple in the next door to us in the house were just on the way out somewhere as we were coming back. And I got out and it was about an hour back. He goes, oh. He goes, thank God. And he's fucking paid. It's still like about 8 o'clock. There's a couple in, like, Emma's going, I think he's a bit drunk. He's just an absolute disgrace.
I was. I remember waking up the next day. I don't think I've ever been felt still smashed all the way.
Is that wine we're drinking, Mark?
We still have wine together. It's 11 o'clock. Then we're going to the pub. And I'm like, oh, right. So, no breath.
Oh, dear.
We went to the pub. Three pints of Stella for starters.
That's breakfast.
You go up and get as much free wine as you want.
Yeah. So we weren't sure first, we got a free drink with a meal. But we got like, can you get pints? And we thought, I'll just drink the wine then, because it's like...
Wine is deadly.
We're drinking it out of the pint pots.
Yeah,
and then we caught them, this bloke went up and got a lot of Stella's for nothing like that.
And you love how oblivious you are when you're that smashed, and you don't care, you're all...
That's like yesterday,
you think it's all funny to... Oh, they'll love it.
But in the pubs, sometimes you look around the pubs and everyone's there quietly and it's about 4 in the afternoon and we're like...
Remember when I was here on 40, wasn't it? Yeah. Was in that place, like the Nissan Suite.
Yeah. That was
very open. Like, imagine, like, they were like getting their socks off and doing this. It's about fucking 1 in the afternoon.
Well, let's go, boss.
In, I think, 1863, someone from Poland invented the calf.
Cafeteria?
Yep.
Bernard Oskowski here. I see a many drunken English idiots try and Eurodance their way down the biggest commercial street in the whole of Europe. They can never drink in all the bars. It is too long for their little English minds and their little English pot bellies. Yes, they could perhaps drink more lager if they had a big moustache, like people on a village people. They have mighty moustache. They would be very welcome in Poland. You should have lived
up around the pubs, and we're just, everyone's there quietly, and it's about 4 in the afternoon, and we're like,
Lordy, lordy, in your pocket. First of the month of October kicked off when a crack team of riot police raided a convent in Kazimierz Dolny to forcibly evict 65 rebel nuns from a convent they had been illegally occupying. The story begins 2 years ago when the Mother Superior, Jagwiga Logaka, started experiencing visions from God. The church dismissed her revelations as heresy and officially fired her from the Beauty of Bethany. Her followers had other ideas and rallied around her, locking themselves into the convent along with former Franciscan monk Roman Kamazakok. They remained there for 2 years, during which time all manner of weirdness is alleged to have gone on, with some lurid reports even claiming sexual abuse.
He went round to that lad's house and he had his dad had all them shotgun cartridges. He had this shotgun cartridge, right? Cut it open, put all the gunpowder into this plastic paper bag. And we're bashing it with rocks to get like a big bang. His mate's going, and his mate's going, he was deaf for about an hour.
So he's going,
and he was sat really in slow motion. When you're young, you just do, don't consider what's gonna, what was gonna happen when you do things. That's what worries me about saying, well, kids, thing is now, I'm sure my dad could have gone off to some of this shit off there. And I'm thinking, on that note, what? No, worse? My kid is 17, 18. What are you gonna be doing?
Imagine if you had a daughter, though.
Oh,
God.
Where about that? That's the
payoff.
Yeah. You want
Rando on the road.
Lodzi in your bucket. Roads. Poland is one of Europe's leading nations in road fatalities, a statistic that will surprise few who have had the pleasure of using the roads here. A lethal combination of poor road surfaces, networks unsuited to the volume of different traffic, and most of all, drivers who have no consideration for anybody else in the common sight of the mangled wreckages of cars around the country. Yes! The crosses you see beside the roadside are there to mark fatal crashes. Police seem unwilling to control irresponsible driving, and don't be surprised to see cars shooting through red lights, cutting each other up and staking a claim for the Formula One Championship. Whilst we do not advise against driving in Poland, we do wish to make a number of points clear to the foreign driver.
Rocky, I'm going to pull you off meatcake for a while. Meatcakes are right, but not for breakfast. Then we tried to go downtown to the this pub, which had glass toilets and glass floors in the toilet. I was quite intrigued to see how this would work, but as it was Sunday, everywhere seemed to be closed, apart from the faithful Irish bar, which we were in a few days before, and was bloody expensive. Oh yes, I remember. Things are coming back to me. And in here, Big Stu Lee ordered a load of Sambucas for everyone, and Webb was out on his feet here like a punch drunk boxer. He 1 second pretended to fall asleep by this huge whiskey bottle, and then 1 second later he was asleep by the big whiskey bottle in a most peculiar thing, set of actions I've witnessed for quite a while. Well, the day before probably. And then we woke him up and he's going, what? I wasn't asleep, and everyone, he was confused, befuddled, because everyone was laughing at him, and he didn't know why. That was kind of surreal. And then he sipped the Sambuca, which no one should ever do that. And then this is quite late now. That was around 10 o'clock we went in,
And then some of the wimps went home. Of course, I was still out. Probably fell asleep. We went to a jazz bar. I don't remember this, apart from it, we had to go up steps. And then that's kind of... That's where my memory has been stolen by someone. I need that thing that Harry Potter got, and you can put in a little glass bowl and have a look. Because it's been wiped.
Sometimes you look around the pubs, and we're just... Everyone's there quietly, and it's about 4 in the afternoon, and we're like...
He went to this thing, and he, well, he was getting drinks at the bar, like, I don't know, he had a few drinks. He was thinking of as many different treats as he could, and put in charge of all the drinks for different treats. £15.
I can only think of about 3 treats.
£3
Oh, what a day. Too bright. I'll tell you what, it's pretty treacherous walking around in Poland.
That ship pub was just up here, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's
near
the statue. Yeah. That's an easy really, isn't it? It's like a memory way.
Yeah. Just let it be said. Touch her. You're dead. You know, you're a good lad. Now off you go.
He doesn't like me, obviously.
Yes, hello. This is Bernard Hoshkovsky. When I come to Peterborough in England, I feel like I have come to the future. The track, I come only to England with one tracksuit, and that is what I wear on the plane. When I see the tracksuits in England, yes, I am amazed they are made out of shells. They are so shiny, this is like watching an episode of Buck Rogers, yes. When I work for 21 days in the factory, I save up to buy my own tracksuit, yes. It is blue with a pink stripes. Then when I fly back to Poland in Lodz, my family, they are very proud. Yes, I am made king of the village, and they have a special dance. And then all the girls, they come up to me and go, Bernard, you are a sexy man in your shell suit. Show us your moves. And then one girl, Sandra, she lets me touch her cabbage. Yes, it was a good night. She's very happy when I let her wear my hoodie. Yes. But then she tried to wear the shell suit. I give her a slap and say, no, this is mine. This is Bernard's. Only very special people get to wear the shell suit. You are not ready yet. I tell her it takes many sexy nights before you get to wear the shell suit. Yes. She said, I am a very impressive man with great moustache. She would one day like to be Mrs. Hoshkovsky one day. I tell her, you get into queue, and the queue is bigger than the plane going back from Poland to England. Thanks, Huey.
He has some meat cakes for breakfast, isn't he? His face, he just went...
I thought it was chocolate or not.
That's the end of your breakfast. You couldn't eat anymore.
Come on, honestly, I should have guessed. Yeah, you go. He goes down the steps, then he's got a change of heart.
He's not just that, he's like,
it's not my prime, Mick. It's not my prime. Yeah. I hit the beat. Did he have some, like, kind of wine or something? It's some story, isn't it? That the only, like, limit to my budget, and it's sick. Tell you that. Oh, no, he's going to tell Adrian about he wants to go to Disney for Creed. And he said he couldn't get into it. So he ended up drinking his $1 can of, like, strong wine that he got from Alfie or something. And he had that and settled his nerves and he could act it. And he sort of semi-pissed, semi-in that state. And he had
you never
want
to do is go to Disney.
No one's ever been in the distance with Creed.
The Italian stallion.
I can't, I like it. He's southpaw, I don't want you messing with those southpaw.
No.
He's being smart. What a great film.
Jackie's never seen
Rocky Horror. I'd tell Emma there's a love story.
You watch it through with her. And it got to her. I mean, yeah.
Because
she was a good film, and male and female.
Well, she liked it with his love story, and she liked it had a dog in it, so... And it's Cuff and Link, briefly.
That's good enough now.
We got through it.
Hey, that's good thing.
Bit into it, only to find that this was a special Poland meaty, cakey, pasty cake.
Can you tell us, though, about your meat cake?
cake this morning. So many people who have meat cake for breakfast. How was it? I saw the cat and he went...
The cat and the rat outside the hotel both refused it after I'd seen how bad it was.
Ludzi in your bucket. Roads. Poland is one of Europe's leading nations in road fatalities. A statistic that will surprise few who have had the pleasure of using the roads here. A lethal combination of poor road surfaces, networks unsuited to the volume of different traffic, and most of all, drivers who have no consideration for anybody else in the common sight of the mangled wreckages of cars around the country. Yes! The crosses you see beside the roadside are there to mark fatal crashes. Police seem unwilling to control irresponsible driving, and don't be surprised to see cars shooting through red lights, cutting each other up and staking a claim for the Formula One Championship. Whilst we do not advise against driving in Poland, we do wish to make a number of points clear to the foreign driver.
Did I imagine this, right? Or did you try to put your penis in your wedding ring? In the middle of the pub.
How the hell did you do that?
Did do it, it
won't go. Lodgy, lodgy, lodgy. It's very goodie. Always have the help card in your pocket. Second largest fountain in Europe. Don't get caught jaywalking or you will be arrested. 250 is lucky fine. Don't eat the cake, cause it's all made of meat. Goodbye from Lodzi, Lodzi, Lodzi. It's very good, see. Hope you come back, see. Diddle, diddle, kiss, kiss.
All of a sudden, the husk has disappeared. Oh my God, he's been hosnapped. Someone has kidnapped the husk. What are they going to do with him? They're going to try and use his brain for evil Polish purposes. Don't know what that would be. Don't think Poland gets up too much, really, do they?
No, no, no.
Where did that accent come from?
Yes, indeed, sir.
You're
get
fucking
the fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my hand.
And here is... the muck-ups.
I said to my mum the other day, I said, vodka and coke, it goes out like mother's milk. She said, don't talk with your mouth full. Show me that one. I'm having that one, I'm having that one. Can you tell us, though, about your meat cake this morning? Hey, meat cake's alright, but not for breakfast.
You know, you're a good lad, now off you go.
In, I think, 1863, someone from Poland invented the calf.
That's it,
yeah?
Fucking hell, I've never seen anyone clear a table of people this is your face.
Like a punch drunk boxer.
Not only dead, he must not say.
I bet he tried to put his wedding ring on his knob.
Meaty, cakey, pasty cake. bit into it. Only to find that this was a special Poland meaty, cakey, pasty cake. You get in the queue, and the queue is bigger than the...
Learning a coup. Learning a coup. Coup. A hotel. Remon. Esplanadanadanda.
Boiled sausages, which are far too pink for my liking. It does sound a bit sad when you I talk about with such glee going into a bar with arcade machines and foosball and pool tables.
Fuck it up. A hotel, Remon. Lordy, lordy in your pocket.
Cowboy sauce from a squeezy bottle.
It's blanda-nanda-danda.
Basically, we were tricked.
Oh, what, guys? Right. Just let it be said. Touch it.
You're dead.
I saw the cat and he went... The cat and the rat outside the hotel both refused it after I'd seen how bad it was.
Has a bite and then goes, it's a bit pink tasting. I say,
mastering the Polish tongue. A hotel, Remon.
Basically, we were tricked. Boiled schnitzel, tricked. Boiled schnitzel, tricked. Boiled Bristol. Tricked. Barry Manilow.
Barry
Manilow. A bit of egg and Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
A bit of egg and...
Hill this morning,
oh, yeah. A bit of egg and...
A statistic that will surprise few is Splendananda.
Look at his... Look at his face!
He just created it.
Sometimes you look around the pubs and we're just, everyone else is there quietly and it's about 4 in the afternoon and we're like,
there's too many people who have meat cake for breakfast. How was it?
Baby sign is Splendananda. Delighted looking pig with a fork planted in his back, and what you get is an establishment that verges on tacky.
That's serious, isn't it? One thing or two.
He was a little belter, she was.
The only thing was, I don't know, whether it was chocolate or not.
He doesn't like me, obviously.
Rocky, I bet that'll put you off meat cake for a while.
Never will boozing become boring. Not on my watch. A hole-in-the-wall fast food hatch selling ropey kebabs packed with unnecessaries like beetroot, cabbage and carrots. And then... Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed.
Yeah,
brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among 5 mouths.
Oh, yes,
share it, share the wealth.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Oh, Lordy B.
Right, that's all.